I'm ready. Yeah, we started. It's rolling. Okay. Did not start. Don't listen to him. Said we gonna get the engineer over there because he playing games with us. But anyway, welcome to the set of Steel Toes to Stilettos, y'all. We are going live. We've been live and I didn't even know, but it's all good though because we just gonna make it work. But I am in the studio today. I do not have a guest. I am Dolo, YOLO, you only live once. But I felt the need to come on to give you guys me and me only. We are three episodes into Steel Toes to Stilettos, and I have had some amazing guests. But you guys really don't even know the background to Steel Toes to Stilettos. You don't even know who I am, really. So I felt it just due to come on here by myself and give y'all an episode all about me so y'all can get to know me. And we can just vibe a little bit, you know, just me and you a little bit. In the studio today, of course, I got my engineer, Watts. Say hi, Watts.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen. How you doing?
I got another team member, one of my dope team members. Brittany is here with me. Say hi, Brittany.
Hello, hello, hello.
So Brittany is going to be helping me execute today's interview, so I do not have to do it all by myself. She has the questions ready. She has the fun facts ready, and I do not know what questions she has, so I'm not even pre-prepared. So she's just throwing me out there to the wolves, but it's all good, though, because this is a part of me being transparent. This is a part of you guys getting to know me and just us just vibing, you know. So we're going to get right into it. You know, Britt was asking me about the set. About my set. So let's start there. The podcast set. I wanted something sexy. I wanted something cute and minimal. You know, you see it. You know, and this is just a portion of the set. And I think it works. You know, it gives like a little cute aesthetics. It's not too much. You know, it's just enough. I got, you know, my Rebuild Your Life stuff in the back. My Steel Toes to Stilettos pillow here. And, you know, so I think it works. I hope y'all like it. I know Carisha Please was kind of like some inspiration for the set. You know what I mean? When it was like, what do you want your set to look like? How do you want to build your set? And Carisha, Young Miami, she was always an inspiration for the podcast. Even Auntie Tia, their podcast set was cute too. Did y'all see their sets? You seen Auntie Tia's set?
Yes, I love their set.
Yeah, their set was cute too. So that was like my inspiration, you know, for, you know, my set when I wanted to build it out. So I think it came together.
It really did. I like it in here. I will say it does give me a feel of you, very chic, very minimal. So speaking of chic and minimal, I would like to know, personally, when you hear Steel Toes to Stilettos, what does that mean to you? Like, what took you from construction to the confidence?
Well, a lot of people don't even know that Steel Toes actually means that I was literally in the construction field. And that's one of the things that I want people to know. You know, when they see me and I tell them that I was in construction, they like, you worked in construction? I'll be like, yes, I did work in construction. And I think that's a pivotal piece of Steel Toes to Stilettos. That's how I came up with the name and how I got into the construction field, which was, this is what, 2025? This was back in like 2008. I joined the construction field. And I had a lot of other friends who were in the construction field. And at that time, it was not, you know, a normal thing for girls to work into construction. But it's a group of girls, you know, my sisters, my junior sisters right from my area. That's what we were doing back in 2008. And each year, it grows and grows and grows each more. Like, more and more females get into construction. And what drew me to the field was the money, first and foremost. I'm not afraid of getting dirty. I'm not afraid of, you know, doing something out of my norm because my dad was an electrician. And when I was a little girl, I used to go with my dad on these jobs. He would get different jobs and I would travel right with him and do these jobs with him. And he also did other contracting work. So I think that made me comfortable. You know, that is what made me have like an open mindset with even trying to like even go into the field because it is different. It's a whole different element. It's a whole different world. But I did it. I did it. And it gave me a sense of, you know, financial freedom. And the confidence part came from having to go out there and worked long hours. Like, it was crazy. You know, most of my jobs were not regular, like 8 to 5 jobs. They were more like 7 to 7 jobs, 7 to 6 jobs. And it wasn't Monday through Friday. It was like Monday through Saturday, Monday through Sunday, like 7 days a week. So it was a real life, you know, sacrifice. And it took, you know, a different mindset for you to say, this is what I'm going to do. Because like I said, it was, you know, it is a male, you know, dominated field. And that in itself, I was able to build up resilience, you know, character. I got a lot of things out of, you know, working in the construction field besides money. You know what I mean? It taught me a lot of things about life. And that was just having the right mindset. Having the right mindset going out there, because it did. It was tough days. It was a lot of tough days.
So like you said, it's a male-dominated field. So with that being said, like as a female from the outside looking in, if they were looking to pivot into this field, what advice would you give to them?
I would tell them first, you know, sit down and talk to someone who was in the field so they know what it's about. A lot of times they see it from the outside looking in, and it might look fun. It might look, oh, that looks like, you know, something I want to do. That looks cool. That looks dope. But it's not that easy. It's not that easy. So before you want to pivot into the field, make sure you know what you're getting into. And you got to take training courses. You know, you got to get prepared. You know, a lot of jobs they will send you out on without training. But there is, you know, courses that you have to take. General construction courses that you need to be certified in. So you just have the basics. And one of the basics is, first of all, safety. You know what I mean? You got to be OSHA certified. OSHA 10, OSHA 30. A lot of other fields besides the construction field knows about OSHA. So I would tell any lady out there, any female out there, yo, lace up your boots and put on your hard hat and go get to the bag. But you have to have a certain type of character to endure everything that comes with being in construction.
So as a female who's obviously inside the field, making it work, making good money, what made you want to transition, or what was the mindset shift for you to be like, okay, let's try confidence coaching?
Well, let me reverse a little bit, because in the union, you know, a lot of the jobs are temporary. You know, if you get a job in the union, the labor's union that is, because that's the union that I was in, that's the component, that's the category that I was in construction. I was a laborer. They have many other different crafts in construction. You have electrician, you have carpenter, you have welder, you have pipe fitter, you have iron worker. So I was a laborer. And when I entered into it, it was just, you know, to feed my family. You know what I mean? You could make good money being a laborer without having no degree. You could go into the laborer's field. You can go into the construction field with a record. You could be a felon. So it's a lot of people who have use the construction field to transition their own lives, you know what I mean? To, you know, be able to come into this community, come into society, and make a good living through the union. The union has saved a lot of people's lives, and it saved my life. So getting back to your question, it wasn't something that was supposed to be permanent. It was not something that was supposed to be permanent. And once I got to a certain level of maturity and understanding who I am and what I was supposed to be doing, that's when I was like, okay, I got to make it work for myself. Because like I said, I joined the Laborers Union in 2008. But it wasn't until 2017 that I was working. And I said, listen, this is my time. This is my time where I got to take my money and I got to make it work for me. So from 2017 to probably up until like the pandemic, you know, as I was working in the union, I was also working on Plan B. And Plan B was doing exactly what I'm doing now. And that was a process. Oh my goodness, that was a whole process, Britt. I knew I wanted to open up a daycare. That was something that I wrote down in my planner. So it was like, soon as I get the chance, soon as I get the time, because y'all, it's all about timing. I had wrote down in my planner while working in the union back in 2017, 2018, like, okay, I'm going to open up a daycare. Like, I got to get my life together. I'm tired of living mediocre. You know what I mean? Like, the union jobs come, but they also stop. The money is good for a minute, but then it also stops. So what you going to do this time when the money stops, Sharice? You going to have a Plan B. So in the Plan B, it was, okay, open up a daycare. My mom has a daycare. She didn't already start it. She didn't already laid the foundation. Won't you just go ahead and start that? And that's what I did. I opened up a daycare, and from that, one door opened to the next. And it was just really a surreal type of moment because I was literally just following the plan that I had in place when I was like 20 years old. I went back and followed the plan while using a planner, not my Rebuild Your Life planner, but while using the planner, writing down all my dreams and goals and going back and, you know, knocking them down one by one. And not even necessarily in order. I just did it in the order that it made sense. And becoming a confidence coach, you know, starting a podcast and to rebuild your life. I didn't know it was going to happen like that, but it was always things, you know, that I wanted to do. Being on TV, because before Steel Toes to Stilettos, before construction, I wanted to be a model. Let's start there. I wanted to be a model. That was really my life dream, like being a model. But you know how it is. Kids coming to play. Then you got to go to work. You got to take care of the family. It ain't nowhere in the world that I could travel back and forth to New York and take care of these kids, you know, by myself. I'll be very transparent, you know, with my audience and with my viewers. My baby dads was locked up. You know, I had one kid, two kids, three kids. I got three sons. And I'm not even going to say baby dads at this time because I don't have babies. But my children, I was a single mother. I was a single mother with dreams and freaking aspirations. But how am I going to continue to fulfill these dreams and aspirations when I'm out here, want to be outside, but also want to have a purpose? You know what I mean? That was always the thing. Like, you got potential, Sharice, but you trying to play the fence. You know what I mean? You want to, you know, have a good head on your shoulders, but then you also want to play the fence. It don't work like that. Cops knocking down your door. You know what I mean? Boom, 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 boom. Like, I could tell y'all a thousand stories, you know what I'm saying, about when I was outside. But those are the life choices that stagnated, you know, my modeling career. And all of these dreams just kind of really came into fruition from just having a modeling career. And that modeling career is what really gave me my confidence. That's what really gave me my confidence. I was a young girl going back and forth to New York, meeting stars, meeting celebrities.
So with all these things going on in your life, and like you said, so many shifts at one time, your mindset is changing. When did you say, okay, I'm going to create this Rebuild Your Life planner, and this is going to help other women? Like, when did you even have the time to do all of this?
It's funny that you say that, because that wasn't a part of the plan. Like, creating my own planner, that wasn't even necessarily like the goal or on the, like, my vision board. Like, a planner was not on my vision board. What happened was I just realized that my planner was one of the influential tools that enabled me to continuously and to, you know, stay tenacious, to stay consistent, to stay focused, and to, like, knock off all my goals one by one. I was writing down every freaking thing. It gives me chills right now when I go back to my old planners, because I have them. I have planners from like 10 years ago, and I can go to each one and they date stamp. Like, I could open up a planner right now and it say March 21st, 2015, and stuff that I wrote down. And it tells me how I felt at that time. It tells me where I was at in my life, mentally, spiritually, where I was at financially. And it feels good because I'm not there no more. Like, I'm not there no more. Even looking at some of the goals that I had, like, written down. Like, Dawn, you really did it. Like, I got daycare. I got a daycare in one of my planners. I got a podcast in one of my planners. Like, one of my 2015 planners. Like, one of my old planners. I'm going to have my own podcast, Steel Toes to Stilettos. For me to be sitting here right now with my own podcast, Steel Toes to Stilettos, like, really producing shows, it is, like, crazy to me. To me, it's crazy. And that's not one of the only things that I have written down that I accomplished. And nobody really knows what it feels like internally when you, like, really execute and conquer your dreams and goals, because nobody knows what you was going through to get there. Nobody knows what you went through to get there. So, yeah, I'm crying. Yeah, yeah, I'm crying.
It, girl. I get it.
Like, yeah, I'm dropping tears because, oh my gosh, Sharice, like, you really did it. Like, I'm so proud of myself. And I haven't even reached the pinnacles that are set out for myself. So the confidence part started way back when I was traveling back and forth to New York, and I was around stars and celebrities, and that's when I knew, like, Sharice, it don't matter your circumstances. Like, your circumstances do not dictate your destiny. Can somebody give me a tissue, please?
I got you.
So that's when I realized, like, girl, you could do anything you put your mind to. So that's when the real confidence really started in me, you know what I mean? And right. Don't forget, I started Friend Role Model Society, which is my empowerment program for girls. And that's what I started after I realized, like, okay, you can't model right now. You got children, you got work, a 9-to-5, you got bills to pay. So what you gonna do next to fulfill the passion?
Right.
You gonna do next? Let's watch, y'all. So what you gonna do next? So what I did next was this, you know, start the empowerment program for girls and instill that confidence into, you know, young girls in the community, just letting them know that, you know, you can do anything you put your mind to. And you know why? You know how I know y'all can do it? Because I did it. I did it. You could just look at me and I did it. So the confidence started there, and from there I just worked. Like, it was a period in time where, you know, it was a stagnating period in time for me where I had to kind of, like, find myself, you know what I mean? Find out what I wanted to do. And that's when, you know, those planners have really came in handy, like, in 2016, 2017. Because it's like, okay, Sharice, what you going to do next? What you going to do next? What you going to do next? And after being in a union, you know, that's, like I said, I started the daycare. And after I started the daycare, that's when I started to take me serious and was like, listen, what you going to do? You got too much potential. What are you going to do? And the best thing for me to do was just to turn my lifestyle into a brand, into a business, because helping people and empowering people is something that I do naturally. You know what I mean? I don't call people and like, oh my gosh, I need to talk to you. What you doing? Even though I really might need somebody to talk to, that's just not my character. Everybody called me. I'm always uplifting, empowering, counseling, therapy, you know what I mean? So, and I'm a licensed social worker anyway, and I'm a certified family life educator anyway. So I just was like, this is your dream, this is your purpose, and I turned it into a brand. So that's like how the confidence coach came about, but something else that wasn't on the plan. That's just something else that naturally happened.
So I know you just said that you do not want to, you know, really be open or call or communicate. What's one thing that you would tell your younger self if you could currently?
One thing I would tell my younger self is to, like, I feel like, you know, as teenagers, as young people, we always try to do cliquish stuff. We always try to, like, click with somebody and follow what someone else is doing because we don't want to look funny. We don't want to stand out. We don't want to look like the odd person. But if I had to go back and, like, do my teenage years over, and I don't really regret too much as a young girl, but I think I would do more of me. You know what I mean? I would follow more of what I felt on the inside. You know what I mean? It was a lot of things that I wanted to do as a young girl, but afraid what other people would think, afraid of what my peers and my friends would think, and just being scared. Like, nobody's doing that, so why would I do that? But just stepping out there and just being different, being unique, being different from everybody else. Everybody is, like, doing the same thing. And now I realize how cool it is just to stand out and be different and be you. Like, how cool it is to be authentic, you know what I mean? How cool it is not to follow everybody else. So I feel like if I was, like, young again, I would probably be doing some real crazy stuff. Like, when I stepped out the house, like, they would have no other choice but to literally talk about me, you know what I mean? But talk about me in a way that is public relations. You know how I mean? Yes. You know how you do them publicity stunts? You know, it's like things is for publicity, but it, for publicity in a good way.
Yes.
But this really just living in my true self, you know what I mean? Living in my true selves. I could say some regular stuff, like basic stuff, like, I wouldn't have sex when I was 15. I wouldn't have had a baby. Like, I could say that kind of stuff, but blah, blah, blah. That's boring. Like, that's the normal stuff. Like, of course, but.
Yes, definitely. Standing out in your own unique way. I love that. Let's see what else I have here for you.
What else you got for me? So
you
made her cry.
No, I always cry though. Like, this is not okay, so let me just say this. This is not my first time crying. I always cry. I hosted an event on Sunday. I cried. I did a podcast back in 2023 when I first started my podcast journey. I have a podcast that's out there in the world. I cried on that, on air. I'm also a guest host on We Talk Weekly, a radio station out of Philadelphia. My first guest appearance on there, I cried. So I just think that I'm a crier. Like, I'm a crier. And it was funny because when I was on We Talk Weekly, my first guest appearance on We Talk Weekly, they was like, all right, we like to do this, the host Charles. He was like, all right, we like to do this. We call it Apple Facts. Tell us something about you that nobody knows, not your kids, not your husband. And I'm not good with, like, those spontaneous type questions because I get stuck. I start overthinking. But coincidentally, I came with something so fast, and I was so surprised that I came back with something. And I was like, what is something about me that nobody knows? And I was like, I cry a lot. And I freaking instantly started crying. I was like, oh my God, they felt so bad. Like, they did something. And it was just like, see? See, I told y'all, I just cried. I just be crying.
So what's your birthday?
I'm a Sagittarius, 12-12. So I think that, you know, a lot of times I'm crying out of gratitude. Passion. A lot of times the emotions are because I'm always showing up. You always have to show up strong. Yeah. You know what I mean? We carry so much emotion that as females, as women, as moms, like, people be dependent on us. And I don't think people understand how much a female carries. You know what I mean? Like, how much we probably just need an opportunity just to really cleanse ourselves and just cry out and just release it. And just lace up our boots and put our hard hat on and just keep it moving. Because we really need that. We be strong for 24/7, 365.
So what's one song that instantly boosts your mood when you get in this, you know?
I love music too. Like, I realized that music was really a part of my healing before I found my now husband. When I was single, I listened to so much music. It kept me in the mood every day. And once I got with my husband, I didn't listen to music as much. And I realized, oh shoot, music was your healing. Because now that you're in a better space, you don't depend on it as much. So music definitely is like my go-to for healing and for therapy. One song that's better than me. No, hold on. What's the song by Lady Harmony? What's the song? It's not called Better Than Me, Good to Me. Y'all know the song.
You might as well sing it for me.
Pull it. No way, Jose. Pull it up real quick. Watch. Lady Harmony. That's the gospel song that gets me going. Like, that gets me encouraged. That, you know, gets me uplifted. Along with, like, it's a couple Marvin Sapp songs. Praise Him in Advance. Better Lady Than Me, Harmony. Good to Me.
Better than good to me.
Play it. The speaker hooked up? No. Hook it up. So that.
That one?
Yes.
Sharice, you trying to have us all in here crying?
Turn it up, Watts. You feel me? It's been better than good to me. So yeah, better than good to me. If y'all don't know it, Google it, YouTube it, add it to your playlist for when you down, when you feeling like, you know, the world might be beating you down. You might need a reminder that, you know, you got to look at the little blessings. You know, it's not all about the big stuff. You got to look at the small stuff, too. And I'm a Jacquees fan. Like, I like R&B, a lot of Jacquees. You want me getting, if you want to make me feel good with music, Jacquees, Drake. Who else? Yeah, Bridge, Jacquees, Drake. Those is my go-tos for music. I don't think I have, like, a song. When I got married, though, Jacquees was my first dance song. I don't know nobody who gonna use Jacquees for their first dance. I don't know nobody who's going to use Jacquees, but all I need was Jacquees and Quavel. That's me and my husband's favorite. Like, me and my husband vibe to, like, Jacquees. That's, like, our love story songs.
So, with all these things that you've told us so far, you know, you're a hardworking woman. You're a sensitive gangster. Period, yes. Tell us a fun fact about you.
I'm so silly, which I think you kind of know. Like, I'm silly. I'm very childish. Like, I'm childish. Like, I don't like, I only like being grown when I have to be grown. Other than that, I just want to relax. I just want to chill and vibe out. I like to travel. I have dogs. I got a Rottweiler and a Frenchie. Y'all, I have three sons. My oldest son is going to be 30. What's more fun facts about me? I'm not really like, I think the fun fact, like you said, like a sensitive gangster, like nobody knows that about me. Nobody knows I cry, like, because I think people think I'm so strong. You know what I mean?
We know always, now. We know now.
But that's definitely like a fun fact, that I'm definitely a sensitive gangster, because I walk out this bitch right now and be like, you know what I mean? And then be crying again, like, oh my gosh. So yeah, I like that you said that.
So let's break the vibe a little bit, right? So I'm gonna throw some questions at you. So one or the other, heels or sneakers?
Okay, so sneaks more sneaks. You gonna probably see me in sneaks or slides more than heels. I'm all about comfort. I'm all about, like, sexy comfort. I don't even want to wear heels, like, when I really got to go somewhere and get dressed up. If I don't really have to get dressed up, I want to be, like, sexy and, like, my sweats and, you know, things like that. So,
what's the most first. This is just off the top of my head, because I'm just curious to know. What's the most fearless thing that you've ever done? Because you got these two different sides of you. So, I'm just curious.
See, I told you when you pose these spontaneous questions, I get stuck. I do it every time. But I feel like I've done something that was really fearful. Like, recently.
No, fearless.
Fearless.
Yes.
Okay, that's a difference.
When I think of, like, a fearless person, I think of you. Like, you're not scared. You wasn't scared to step into that male field as a female. You didn't have that pressure on you. Went in there, did what you had to do. Like, you just give me a fearless vibe. So, I'm just curious to know.
And I think that is, you know, you kind of like summed it up, because I will do things and nobody knows. You know what I mean? I will put an idea out there and I'll be like, yo, I want to do this. And then the next thing you know, the flyer comes, you know, you getting information and here comes this dope flyer. And they be like, well, Dorn, you just was talking about it, but now it's here. Now the event is, you know, scheduled when? Next month? But I think that sums me up, you know what I mean? Because I'm really not scared to go after my dreams or my goals. If the window is open, if the door is cracked, I'm definitely going to go through it. Especially if it's something, you know, that I want, I will go after it. If the window is cracked, if the door is open, I'm on it. I'm going for it. I think one of the most fearless things for me right now is, you know, being transparent, letting people more into my world, you know what I mean? I think they just see, like, a lot of surface level stuff about me. And that's where I'm at right now in my brand with, and that's a fearless situation, because sometimes it's hard, you know, removing the layers and being transparent and letting people see who you really, really are behind the scenes. Me crying is, you know, one fearless thing that I've done. And I keep doing it, and I can't help it. It's just natural. But going forward, I want to continue to be fearless in a way that I'm transparent, so people can be more relatable to me. And they can understand that, you know, we are really the same people. You know what I mean? It's people out there who are still trying to conquer their dreams and goals and trying to get the motivation and the determination to get up and do it. But I want you, you know, when you see people like me, I want you to know that you can, you know, really do it. I'm just like you. Like, I'm just like you. I got three kids. I got three baby dads. They all been in the feds at the same time. Like, ain't nothing special about my background. Only thing special about me is that, like Brittany said, she's fearless. And I'm just not willing to settle. You know what I'm saying? I'm willing. It pisses me off when I do settle. It pisses me off, like, when you stay stagnant and you really not living in your purpose. So going forward, I want to continue to be more fearless, and being fearless is just being more transparent with my community and, you know, removing the layers so they can just get to know me more, get to know me better.
So what's next for Rebuild Your Life, Still Toast the Stilettos, and just the Charisse Monique brand?
So the brand, let me say, right now I'm in a real uncomfortable place with the brand. And I think this is good for people to know as well, because I know people be in a lot of uncomfortable places in their business. They be in a lot of uncomfortable places with their life. And I am being receptive to, you know, being uncomfortable, because that's what comes with it. I want to be uncomfortable because I know the more that I'm uncomfortable, the more that I'm going to go hard for this brand to get it back to the comfortability. You know what I mean? And the only reason why it's uncomfortable because I'm ready to grow. I'm ready to expand. I'm ready to hit the dash. You know what I'm saying? I'm ready to hit the gas. You feel me? And I know hitting the gas takes more fearless motion. It's going to take a more level of me getting out there doing stuff that I haven't done. You know what I mean? So I'm lacing up my boots and I'm putting on my hard hat. So y'all can get ready to see the whole brand, Still Toast to Stilettos, the Rebuild Your Life, me. I am Charisse Monique. Just elevate. And when you see me elevate, when you see me doing things, just know that's on my to-do list. That's on my bucket list. It was written down in my Rebuild Your Life planner in some form or fashion. The planner, it's on the website. Go to the website, cop it, purchase it. It is definitely intentional for those who are tired of being tired. Definitely intentional for those who want to get out of their own way. www.iamcharissemonique.com. Visit the website, cop up. Follow me on my socials. I am Charisse Monique on Instagram and Facebook. Follow the podcast, Still Toast to Stilettos. Come on, y'all. Help me grow the community. But what's next for Rebuild Your Life? Just growing. Growing in every way possible. More guests. More outside. When I say outside, I mean networking, rubbing elbows, connecting with more like-minded people, meeting more phenomenal women. You know, I'm excited to see what God's plan is. You know what I'm saying? Because we always have our own plan. I got my own plan, but I know that, and I realize that God has his own plan for you. So I'm just taking it day by day, praying and just waiting for everything to align. I got my strategy. I got my guidelines. And then I'm going to just let God do the rest.
Well, we're going to wrap it up. I definitely thank you for having me. This was something new. Of course, for you, as you typically have a guest, and for me, as I'm typically not behind the mic.
Thank you, because I know, you know, this is something new for you. But, you know, we got to do what we got to do. You was being fearless today.
Yes, I was. Thank you.
How did you enjoy it?
It was different. It was very different, but I enjoyed it in a sense of stepping out my comfort zone, something that you experienced as well. You typically get stuck in these roles and you think that you just have to do this one thing.
Right, so right.
Being able to step out into a new field and be fearless. I enjoyed it.
Good, good. I'm glad you enjoyed it. Thank you so much, Britt. Watch always. Y'all be great. Wrap up. I hope this episode, you know, gave you a little bit more insight, a little bit more depth about who Charisse Monique is and why, you know, Still Toast to Stilettos is even in existence. Still Toast to Stilettos defines basically my whole life in a nutshell. You know, I went from, you know, working in steel toe boots, and now, you know, I don't have to wear steel toe boots now. I can just, you know, get dressed up in my business mode and be a boss and, you know, in every aspect. But it also is literal and, like, in a figurative sense, because Still Toast to Stilettos is all about the grit, the grind, and the shine. That's what it represents. When you hear me say the grit, the grind, and the shine, it literally represents going through the muck, maintaining under critical conditions and overcoming, and then being able to, you know, celebrate and triumph, celebrate and victory, and having to do it all over again. You know what I mean? We experience rebuilding our life over and over and over. Rebuilding does not stop. You know, lacing up your boots, putting on your hard hat does not stop. We have to lace up our boots and put on our hard hat every day. I had to do that out in the field in construction, and I'm still doing it now. Every day I get up, I'm not literally putting on my steel-toe boots, but I am putting on my boots every day, putting on my hard hat, going out there in the world, facing every element, come every which way. You know, like it's like doing the Matrix. So y'all out there, make sure y'all lace up y'all boots. Make sure y'all put on y'all hard hat and stand ten toes down in your dreams, your goals, your businesses, and everything. So I hope y'all enjoyed the episode today here with me by myself. Got Big Watts in the back, Brittany helping out. I will see you guys on the other side.